off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to take the plane out for a spin. You want to come with?
Me? Go.
Fly?
I played it cool, but I was pretty jazzed.
I love to fly. I love to do most anything. If I could fly, then I would be the king. I'll be the king of the world.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Dennis. Okay, so there's been quite a few TFRs going on in Florida the last few months because, you know, the president comes down to Mar-a-Lago quite a bit. And there's been quite a few incursions as a result because, I don't know, the NOTAMs aren't getting out there or they're not paying attention enough. And it seems like every other week we're hearing about a plane that has to be escorted away from the area. And, you know, it's interesting. It doesn't make the mainstream media too much, but we hear about it, right, Dennis?
It does.
Sometimes it does.
You know, because they, you know, another airplane was in, had to be intercepted by fighters, so that makes news. And, you know, they had to dispense flares to get the pilot's attention and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, and it just really makes me wonder, as a pilot myself, is like, how do you not know that that's going on? I mean, with the prevalence of EFBs and all the tools that are available, you should have a pretty good clue. Besides, if you're in Florida, it's almost a guarantee there's going to be a TFR around Mar-a-Lago. It seems
Correct.
To be nearly permanent.
Yeah.
But also in New Jersey, around Trump's golf club up there in Bedminster, is another area that they're activating a lot more frequently as well. So just kind of, I don't know what to do. It seems crazy. And I guess the FAA is trying to improve situational awareness, I guess, as for lack of a better term. But as I've been in the Miami area recently, and even in the Keys, all of the FBOs are now displaying a little sign up on their counters showing the depiction of the TFR as a reminder to pilots. And apparently, they're not doing it out of their kindness or their heart. The FAA has literally told them, you need to put these up on display.
Mm-hmm.
And making
a little reminder, a little sign, almost.
Trying to, one last ditch effort to, get it across to pilots that you have a responsibility to brief yourself before a trip.
Yeah.
And that's checking your NOTAMs. These TFRs aren't part of the NOTAM system,
It's interesting, too, because, the Mar-a-Lago thing in particular, Edminster, that's pretty common, too. But Mar-a-Lago, if you don't know, that is an area you should avoid at all costs pretty much 24/7 because you never know when he's going to pop down. I mean, sometimes we get a little notice. Sometimes we don't, as far as, if you're watching the news, whether he's in Florida or not in Florida. And if you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that that's probably not a great place to be flying around anyway, period, if you can avoid it at all costs. And there's really no reason to go through that airspace through Florida, is it? Unless you were flying around.
If you want to go to Pompano Air Park, you have to go into the TFR.
Well, couldn't you around and come in through the seaside area?
No, it's a circle. It extends out over the ocean. So okay. Can't, but you can legally fly in it.
Yeah,
The 30-mile ring. So in the outer portion of it, you can legally transit to Pompano Air Park, but you do have to be on a flight plan, and you have to be talking to ATC, and you have to be squawking a code. It's not a insurmountable barrier to do that, but it does take a little bit of pre-flight planning. So file IFR, probably the easiest way to go. VFR, you got to remember to open your flight plan and get flight following and get a squawk code. At least in the West Palm, Mar-a-Lago TFR, they did make a nice concession for GA pilots. There is a little cutout around Fort Lauderdale Executive.
Right.
Because it's right on the edge of the 30-mile ring. So they actually have a little cutout in there specifically for GA.
Right.
So you can actually go into exec without having to jump through the hoops. But be aware when you're coming and going because it is pretty tight.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to, stay in the pattern, you might have to turn a little earlier than you expect to be able to stay clear.
Correct. But I would think any pilot that was filing a flight plan, or if you're, if that happens to be one of your regular airports, you're going to know that this is always an area I have to be very much aware of. So I don't know who's getting caught with this. You think it's just the casual, you know, snowbirds that are flying down and maybe they don't think about it? I don't know. It just seems pretty obvious. Like you said, there's no excuse, period, for a pilot to not be aware of that NOTAM or that flight restriction.
It makes us look bad.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're supposed to be the responsible ones and be smart and be educated and have all this information, and yet we keep doing dumb things.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not just the presidential TFRs that are getting busted either. Just a week ago, we had the Artemis launch, and that was a massive TFR covering the launch complex. That TFR extended all the way over Orlando International.
Right. And did we have some folks that violated that?
I hadn't heard anything specifically about it, but it's definitely, you know, a potential impact. You could, you know, unless you were squawking, talking, and on a flight plan, you couldn't go into Titusville and some of these other airports. And,
right.
You know, so if somebody that's coming in at the last minute wanting to go and watch the launch, you know, you need to take precautions. You need to look at the procedures and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
or stay away from it like my son did. He just went out flying and stayed over by Lake Okeechobee and got a pretty good view of Artemis from above the clouds.
So, well, exactly. Cool. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of places. I can see it from Just Plain Radio headquarters, and I watched it.
We could see it here from the house, too, but, you know, that was, you know, 80, 90 miles away.
But it never fails when there's, whether it's Artemis or just one of the regular rocket launches, especially if it's in the afternoon and it's a clear day, you will see planes. You're looking up there going, okay, they're off far off to the side, but I'm thinking, all right, they scheduled this flight so they could at least, you know, look out the side window and get a sky's view of this particular rocket taking off, and they're outside the bubble a little bit, you know. But I watched for that in Artemis. I saw a couple commercial flights because we're close to Orlando International, so we're gonna see them. But yeah, I mean, those areas are hot spots. To me, I would look at a chart and I would just like, all right, there's a big circle going to be around Mar-a-Lago. It may not be there all the time. There's going to be a big circle around, you know, Titusville or Cape Canaveral area. And I'm always going to be aware of that. That's almost like a temporary military, you know, base on a chart, wouldn't it be? Shouldn't you look at those kind of areas like that?
I always look very closely, and even if the TFR is not there, I go and dig a lot deeper just in case.
Right.
It's like,
that's what I mean.
It's usually there, and so when it's not, I'm like, am I connected to the internet? Do I have everything being displayed right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You would default on the chance that there is one, is my point, and avoid it if you could at all costs. Now, the people that are doing it, we don't know if there's any, you know, particular category, but there was some new research that came out that accidents are happening in the age category from 60 to 70, what, 9?
Is that 60 to 79. So there's an accident study that's been done looking through the general aviation accidents in 2023. 46% of the fatal accidents were pilots between the ages of 60 and 79. The second highest grouping was ages 40 to 59, which represented only 29%.
Interesting.
So nearly half of the next largest group.
Yeah.
So is there some justification to the insurance companies raising the rates for pilots when they hit age 60?
Never.
Yeah, if you look at just the fatals.
I only say that because I'm in that category. Yeah, just barely.
And I'm approaching it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But yeah, it's kind of scary when you look at those numbers.
Well, I think we got to dive deeper into that and figure out what it is exactly. Well,
I think the trick is to just be age 90, because apparently there's only one fatal for people age 90 or above. So as long as we can just get to 90, we're safe.
Okay. All right. So if you can just skip that that window of age, and then you're home free. Try selling that to the insurance company. Oh, I'm 90. I shouldn't even have to pay statistics for insurance now. Yeah.
Right.
We have no record of anyone having an incident. Okay. You can give it a shot. It won't work. I'm sure it won't. All right. More coming up. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.